This is KSFR News. Whether you're on the road this Thanksgiving or staying home, extra precautions are in order as the pandemic rages on. KSFR reporter Mary Lou Cooper brings us the story.
The winter holidays are upon us, and we're more than ready for a break. But alas, the pandemic isn't taking a vacation this year. COVID-19 cases are spiking in many parts of the U.S., including New Mexico. So what can we do to minimize the risk of getting together with friends and family? For answers, KSFR turned to Dr. Elizabeth Fix, pediatrician and internal medicine doctor at Presbyterian in Santa Fe. Welcome, Dr. Fix.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary Lou.
Let's begin with the rules of the road for a safe holiday get-together. What's your advice there?
Well, I think certainly this year it's understandable that people are going to want to group up and reconvene in a way that we weren't able to do last year. And certainly after spending so much time apart, this is understandable. There definitely are ways that we can be safe about the holidays this year. I think the number one most important piece of advice is that we need to get vaccinated. Evidence has shown that vaccinations are the best tool that we have at our fingertips to prevent serious illness and death from COVID-19. And now, the great news is we also are able to have vaccines available for kids aged 5 to 11 as well. Certainly, in addition to becoming vaccinated, smaller gatherings and having celebrations outdoors are a good idea, as well as having ventilation if possible. Lastly, it's a great idea to get tested for COVID-19 prior to having gatherings.
I was going to get into that. What is your view on testing? Should host and guests get tested before coming to dinner? And if so, what time should you do that? How much in advance?
That's a great question. I do think that this is a good idea, especially for larger gatherings and those where loved ones greater than 65 or those who are immunocompromised will be in attendance. There are several options for getting tested out there, of course. The traditional PCR test takes about 48 hours to come back, and so you'll have to plan in advance for that.
And what is a PCR test?
This is a test that actually tests for copies of DNA from viral replication in your body. And so both of these tests are a nasal swab that you can do. They can be done in office, or you can do a home rapid test as well. That test is faster, and you can do it the day before and get your test in time to still attend a Thanksgiving celebration the next day.
And when people are gathered indoors, say for a holiday dinner, should they abide by the masking rules when they're not eating and drinking?
That's also a great question. Generally, I would say yes, as much as possible, understanding the limits of a Thanksgiving gathering, which is, of course, centered around food and drink, generally speaking. When people are not eating or drinking, if they are going to be attending a large gathering indoors, it certainly is a good idea to be masked when not eating.
Now, does your community's rate of infection make a difference in terms of celebrating safely?
It does a little bit. And certainly we know that cases are unfortunately on the rise within the state of New Mexico as well as Santa Fe. I think this just should point out to us to be mindful, to be safe. And no matter what, even although rates are certainly lower than they were this time last year, it still is important to be safe about it.
Almost every family has an Aunt Jenny or Uncle Frank who is not vaccinated and who won't wear a mask. What should you do in that situation?
One way to address this situation is just to ask everybody who will be attending to go ahead and get tested with one of those options we discussed beforehand. That just adds an extra level of assurance and safety to everybody attending and hopefully a little bit more peace of mind. Additionally, for those who are elderly or immunocompromised, you may need to consider whether or not it's a good idea for you to attend that event or to make it safer, such as by limiting numbers or having the gathering outside.
I see. It's kind of cold to be outside here in Santa Fe, I will say.
I was hoping the weather would hold out, but I think it's going to get chilly.
I think so, too. What should you do about unvaccinated kids who are vulnerable to the COVID infection, and also they can be disease spreaders at holiday celebrations? How should we handle that situation? Kids coming to Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner?
Absolutely. Certainly we want kids to be able to attend these gatherings, and those who are not able to be vaccinated because of their age or have not yet had time to get their appointments can still safely attend these gatherings. Part of it, again, is getting tested beforehand. That can alleviate some of the stress, keeping gatherings small, having ventilation. There are, of course, alternatives for our high-risk loved ones, such as attending via Zoom or dropping by for just a short time and remaining masked.
Do you have thoughts on just how safe restaurant dining is at this time of the pandemic?
Sure. So when thinking about restaurant versus home, there's not really a huge difference. We just have to think about the risk factors. We know that small spaces that are crowded, people not wearing masks with little ventilation are always higher risk. That could be in a family gathering just as much as a restaurant. So it's important to just be aware that your risk could be higher if you were to attend a gathering or a restaurant celebration such as this.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Our goal is certainly for everybody to have a safe holiday where they can enjoy each other's company with peace of mind. I think, again, the most important thing is to get vaccinated. And I did want to remind people that in the state of New Mexico, all adults 18 and older are available for a booster shot, which provides even more protection than your original series did. So anybody who had Johnson & Johnson greater than 2 months ago, or Pfizer or Moderna greater than 6 months ago, are available for a booster at this point in time. And they can register for their booster appointments either with the New Mexico Department of Health, or they can make an appointment with their local pharmacy. It's very easy and very important. So that is something that I highly recommend. And additionally, as a pediatrician, of course, I am passionate about getting kids vaccinated. I've looked at the evidence. We've seen that the Pfizer vaccine is safe for those kids who are aged 5 to 11, just as much as it is for those who are older. It's safe, it's well-tolerated, and it's effective. Certainly, parents are going to have questions for their pediatricians about their kids and these vaccines. I think this is a great question to bring up at a well-child visit as we get these kids vaccinated.
Well, thanks very much to Dr. Elizabeth Fix for her advice on celebrating the winter holidays in the safest way possible. This is Mary Lou Cooper reporting for KSFR. All of us at KSFR wish our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.